Well, it's me again.
I'm just really just not sure what's going on. Where are they at? Oh, Lord. If this is going to be one of them nights again.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Let me see.
Bruh.
What's popping?
I got to take a stool test.
For what?
To see if I have ulcers still.
Oh, wow.
Werewolf is there.
Hello?
He's connected, bro. What?
Oh, right. I actually did a test run with him. Last night, like an hour ago. So the problem that we had last night, y'all, this artist on the phone is so talented. He just did not follow directions because I told him to download it via phone, and he went on his iPad. That's why we didn't record last night. We're here today, tonight. We got it together.
How y'all doing tonight?
Awesome. I'm waiting for a cousin. I don't know. I hit him up. However, it's 9 o'clock and we got some shit to talk about.
Text him and see where he at.
I did. If he come in, he come in. If he don't, he don't. Anyway, so this episode 33, we got an artist on the phone. I'll let him introduce himself momentarily. However, this episode is brought to you in parts by Lola and Doe. Go buy some soap. Use promo code Auntie, AUNTIE, at checkout to save 10%. Other than that, artist, go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right, well, my name is Werewolf Dio. The Dio stands for Dedication Overload.
Okay, well, this is going to get interesting. Okay, so... So first of all, where are you from?
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Okay. But I stay in Philadelphia.
Oh, so you're literally nearby, because I'm in Jersey. So you're like down the street. Okay. Yeah. So why you relocate?
It was a lot going at the time. It was a lot going on in my life, and I felt like I was very stagnant. And I wanted a new, I literally, when a lot of people don't believe when I say it, I picked up and just left. I literally just, like, I had one up front, like, I had one homeboy up here. He was like, yo, if you're trying to come up here, you know what I'm saying, I got you. 2 days later, I was on a mega bus. I headed up here.
Oh, okay. So, how is the energy that you're getting from being out here in Philly?
When I first was up here and I was moving around a lot, a lot of people say it's a lot of hate in Philly. I don't see it. You see hate everywhere, but from me personally, there's been a lot of love and, just encouraging from a lot of people.
Cousin's here. Congratulations. You made it.
Yeah, I have to get that fucking notification. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, y'all called me.
Yes, we called you twice. However, we're talking, so just stand by. So now what you said as far as within the city, you don't understand that it's not a lot of hate. Is it possibly because you're not from there and you don't really know? Like, how long you been in Philly?
3 years. Three and a half years.
So you're basically a newbie. Basically a newbie out there. So you're not going to basically see the hate that some of them actually see that's literally from there. I'm pretty sure you hang out with different crowds than majority of the people that's out there. So Philly's rough, though. We had a dude up here interviewing about a month ago, and he's out there. And we were telling him, like, you stay in Philly, you're going to be stagnant, and you move to Philly. So, like, your experience with your music, is it positive? Is it, like, going where you needed to go, or no?
When I first got into it real heavy, it was. And then, like, I just had a daughter a year ago. Ever since I had her, like, my priorities have kind of switched. Like, I'm not even have her. She's born. My priorities kind of switched.
Right.
So it's been stagnant lately. But like, I'm trying
to say lately. How long has it been stagnant? The
whole year, but the whole 2017. I mean, 2017. The whole 2018. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we only 8 months in, so you still got some time.
But my question would be if things were moving before when you got there, what changed? Not just the daughter part. Not the daughter part, but the fact that you said that things were moving. So musically, were things moving musically, and all of a sudden you just stopped making music and then stopped, or did people just stop fucking with you, or how did that go?
It was a motivation thing, I guess you could say. Like, I kind of lost my edge. You get discouraged. Like, you see so many people that you believe that you're more talented than, you know, more talented than, and, you know, you see them. I mean, you get discouraged. And it was also me also growing up as a man, too. Like, I can't really base my success off of somebody else's success.
So then why did you get discouraged?
No, this is not. These are things that I learned, you know.
Oh, just, okay. Okay, that makes sense. So basically, you're not secure within yourself. How long have you been doing music?
I've been writing since I was 12. But
how long have you been laying your raps on a beat?
I say 21, and I'm 28 now.
How old are you now?
28.
And you got discouraged?
I can be honest, yeah.
I mean, I like, in my mind, obviously it's a little bit different than most people. You having that time frame to actually find yourself, find your sound, do what you got to do. Like, I don't really see why 7 years, all of a sudden, you know, like, you started getting discouraged. Like, that just doesn't, that don't sit right with me.
Well, no, not within, like, it was like within the first four, like the first 3 to 4 years. And then I got discouraged around the middle part.
So basically, you was probably at your peak.
So,
and you probably just was like, "Fuck it, like this ain't it." You started comparing yourself to a lot of people because you started smelling yourself, and then you were like, "Damn, let me fall back." That's something that you should never ever do. Ever. So, don't ever do that again. When you start gaining momentum again.
So I'm sorry. So you moved to Philly what year?
2015.
And you started rapping at what year?
2011.
11. Okay. And your peak happened when?
I would say 2013, when I was actually down south before I moved up here.
Okay, so your peak happened before you got to a new location.
Oh, yeah.
Did you put your music out back to where you started from, your uproots, or did you just start putting it out where you were at?
Where I'm at. Like, when I moved up here is where I'm at. Because I feel like I'm in a whole different mind state than where I was 4 years ago. So I didn't want to...
Go ahead.
Let that man talk.
So I didn't want to, like... I wasn't like, I'm not in that same mind state anymore. So, like, when I hear my music, it's very personal.
Gotcha.
So, when I hear older stuff, I'm like, nah, I'm not in that same mind state. I can't drop that in 2018. And then, like, I was also making more so the music for the crowd. Like, oh, they want to hear the, you know, the ignorant, coon shit.
He was making Uncle Ruckus music. Hell nah.
That's what they wanted to hear. So, like, I lost myself trying to find myself. And
that usually happens. I mean, the thing that I'm guessing I'm asking more so is with the new stuff that you put out, why didn't you put it out to the masses of where you were beforehand and where you're at? Like, what was the disconnect of being able to do both?
He probably didn't know.
Yeah, but that was a big part. I didn't know. And with the business side, I'm just now starting to not figure it out, but I'm just now starting to make progress with that side. Like recognizing, like, okay, I can't move this certain way. I actually really got to treat myself as a business. So I'm in the middle of trying to rebrand myself also. So like I had like over 1,000 regular ass pictures on Instagram. I literally went through all of them and deleted them, and I got it down to 20 posts at the most.
See, that's important because I'm happy that you realize that you need to understand the business aspect of it, because most of these niggas is just rapping and don't know what to fucking do. Like, like they just hoping for a miracle, and it's just smart for y'all to know both ends of it. So all I'm hearing is growth, and that's what I'm getting from it, growth. What inspired you to start doing music?
But somewhere to go vent to. Growing up, that's actually how I got in. I started off writing poems when I was like 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
And then I got introduced it's crazy. I got introduced to the rap shit around the time 50 dropped Get Rich or Die Trying.
So that was like years ago. Mad years ago. When that album dropped? In like
that's dropped like 2000 freaking
four or five. Yeah.
That's when I knew this shit is cool. Like I'm gonna fuck with this shit. And I was like, imagine me and like down south, you know, they play nothing but, you know, back then it was fucking D4L and all that snap.
Oh,
shit.
I missed them. Yeah.
So like hearing that like 50 come on track just talking gangster shit, it's just like, man, this shit is bad. Like, I wanna be that nigga one day. Not knowing that I really didn't want to be that nigga.
I mean, everybody looked up to them niggas wanting to be like them niggas one day, and then them niggas disappeared. Like, I don't even know where they at. Like, they, yeah, that cool dream. And no longevity.
So my question is what is your dream now?
I hate calling them dreams because I'm trying to change my how I think and how I word stuff. So
okay. What is your goal now?
Right now, goal one, like my main goal, is just getting heard. With my music, I feel like I can touch a lot of people because there's a lot of people out there like me. I'm not gonna say I'm not, but I was for a long period of time. I'm just feeling like I'm learning, like the last year or two, I'm learning I got real bad anxiety, and I want people to be able to listen to my music and feel like they can overcome anything, because I've been in positions where I didn't think I was overcome and I've overcame. It's just like I was homeless for a good 6 months when I, like a period of time when I first moved up here. And when people say feeling rough, this shit is like it really is like you. You find out what kind of man or what kind of woman you're gonna be when you really put like when you really your back's against the wall.
That's the best facts. I truly believe that. You know what? Since he said he was homeless at one point in time, everybody should experience homelessness.
So can I ask, what do you mean when you say homelessness?
I had a job, but I was literally living out of a rental.
Okay.
Literally. Like, I would go sleep at my baby mama crib every once in a while. But for the most part, I was living out of a fucking 2016 charge. I'll never forget that shit.
At least you was in style. I mean, bitches love charges. Is that how you got your baby mama?
I was about to say.
Oh my
god, yo! Like, I was that shit was crazy. I would drop my stuff, like leave some of my stuff. Like, I was going out to do some shit. I'd be like, all right, I gotta drop some of this shit off. My homegirl crib, and and then I can go make moves. But I had a lot of shit, you know, Trump, B, RC, shit was great. A lot of people ask what I do shit different. I wouldn't be going to the man.
You need to talk in the phone. We can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. A lot of people ask if I would do shit different, and I say, like, even if
hold on.
Wait, hold on one
second. How was you talking before? Because it's definitely changed.
To be honest, I don't know. Like, my phone is literally in the same spot. I'm actually closer to the phone now, too.
Who is by the ocean? Who is in the car? Who got the window down driving?
It's me, cousin, but I don't have the windows down. It might be my.
Are you coming through a Bluetooth?
Yeah, that's probably, bro.
If this cousin messing up this audio, I'm about to fight him. I swear to God.
But I need him on though. That's the bad part.
Okay.
Back to what you were saying. What were you saying?
A lot of people ask if I would do stuff different. I wouldn't. Not at all.
You wouldn't do anything different?
Because I wouldn't have the knowledge that I wouldn't be growing the way I am right now if I just took the easy route.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's, you know, people always got a reason to want to change something, but if you change something, like, if you change one thing, everything that you done been through will change. Like, you'll just not have the same knowledge and stuff like that. The story's like, nah. So a lot of things that we go through for a reason.
This is true.
And it seemed like you grew from it. You understand a lot now. And my thing now with you and everything that you've been saying, like, are you networking, connecting with different people? Like, what is your...
What are you doing for yourself at this point?
Yeah, thank you, JD, for bringing the rest of my mouth.
I'm definitely networking, but I'm not networking heavy because I'm producing and writing my next project. I'm trying to figure out what next scene is going to be and everything. So right now I'm trying to get the creative, the content up. While I've been, actually 2 weeks ago I was at an open mic night. I didn't personally perform, but I just went there to go see, like, check the scene out. And I was networking there. I actually met 2 people that work in studios. I know for a fact that my godbrother does music too. He's actually trying to go to AC3 in October, and I'm going with him. So that's another thing that I'm trying to do. Because I'm trying to, I one of my biggest goals is doing festivals, doing like all these festivals, from the Flyer Fly to AC3, fucking South by Southwest. I want to partake in all of them.
So my question for you is, Are you produce yourself as well, right?
Right.
And are you trying to be an artist, or is that something that you just feel like you need to do to be able to be heard?
I love creating. So how I actually learned how to produce was, it was actually on accident. Because when I stayed down south, I just used to watch my mans make beats all the time. And then one day I was like, you know what? Let me download the program Fruity Loops. Like, let me get that, and I'm going to fuck around with it. And I literally took off after that. And growing up, I always used to hear sounds in my head. So now that I'm able to translate these sounds, from my head to the computer and then to the beat, and then be able to write to them, I feel like it makes me a better artist also. Because I can make the beat any kind of way, and it'll be more personal.
What type of sound are you trying to have in this now era, where you have the, let's say, the Drake sound, right? Where you have a catchy, what is it? Not not just, well, I guess it's just the chorus, the catchy chorus.
Instagram.
Or are you trying to be like a Pusha T who has great lyricism to him? Or what is it that you're trying to, you know, that you can contribute and make that comparison?
I don't know if y'all listen to him, but the people I look up to, I don't really try to copy them, but I try to follow their footsteps. Big Crit, and a lot of people don't know that Big Crit actually writes, he makes his own beats and he engineers his own shit.
Correct.
So a lot of people don't even know that. Crit is actually one of my favorite artists today still. Currency. With Currency, is just his grind is just impeccable. I don't know how somebody can drop a mixtape every month for the last 3 years, basically. When I look at Currency, it's just all about his work ethic. And then just sound-wise, I had a lot of people say I sound like J. Cole, but I don't hear this shit.
Sound like who?
J. Cole.
Okay.
But I honestly don't hear him.
I don't hear J. Cole.
Heard either.
Do people really be listening to music, or they just be trying to gas you up? Because some people just ignorant.
I don't hear J. Cole at all.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. But I've had people say like I've had songs where like I was talking about shit and it may have sounded, but I don't think my whole sound sounds like J. Cole.
The thing is, people always try to make a comparison to somebody that's already in the industry. But hi, I'm Cousin. I know I'm late to the fucking party and shit. But I love the song Self to Self. Now, me listening from the sidelines and them asking you questions, I could see some of the lines of what Self to Self really is. It's really you telling yourself that you aren't like the typical rapper or the typical person that you would meet on the street or something, you know.
You picked that up pretty good.
That's basically what I was I wanted to ask you about the song, but me listening to Auntie and JD, you know, ask you the questions that already got brought it out. So honestly, I fucks with it. You just gotta keep it going.
Appreciate
Don't
it,
stop.
Appreciate it.
Don't let nothing fuck up your momentum. And just like you said, you got a kid. You can't be talking about what you were talking about 4 years ago.
Right.
And that's what I gravitate. Me personally, as a listener, I know it's probably the same for Auntie and JD. We gravitate because we are of the older crowd now. So we gravitate to that music that's speaking about certain situations that we can relate to.
Right.
So necessarily, you don't have to go out and find the sound. You just got to be true to yourself. Because when you're true to yourself, I said, the people going to fuck with you even harder. Just always remember that. When you're true to yourself, the people going to fuck with you even harder. You ain't got to go find the sound and, you know, what these other rappers is doing, because it's people. What you're going to get. Like me. So just keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
I got a question for Miss Auntie. What did you think of the record?
I liked it. I actually listened to it. I liked it.
What did you like about it?
I liked the vibe. At first, it was like, but then as I kept listening to it, I'm like, yeah, I can rock with this. Like, that song, you can't just listen to it one time. Like, you have to listen to it a couple times to be able to digest it. And I don't have anything negative to say about it. I mean, I mean, you know, y'all know I don't listen to music like that. So, I mean, if I listen to it and I liked it, then, I mean, I liked it. JD, how you feel about it?
I would be the Simon Cole about the situation, the P. Diddy of the situation, if you watching The Four.
Because it's always needed. It's always needed.
But the thing is that I feel that you had content. I really feel that you have content. I see where you're saying that they say that you have the J. Cole type of vibe is because of the digestion of listening to it numerous and numerous of times. And my question is, is that the only song that you have right now?
Nah, yeah, bro. Not at all. That's just the only song I got on my SoundCloud as of right now.
So with that,
you got to drop more.
You need to drop more because of the matter is, you'll have people like me that are listening to one song and they're like, write it off. Fuck it. I ain't trying to listen to it no more. You should have more content where somebody else is able to listen to it and say, okay, I don't fuck with this song. Is there another song I can listen to that I might fuck with? Because if you only have one song, whether it's good or bad, people have their own opinions and they're going to be like, write it off. Fuck it. I'm not listening to that artist anymore. If you have more than one that is able to vibe, then somebody's going to say, hey, you know what? I didn't like that one, but this one I like. It's the same with right now for me is the Wiz Khalifa joint, right? Like, I'm listening to it, and I'm like, eh, not really. But I'm not going to write Wiz Khalifa off because he's had more joints, you know, that I can know I can go back and listen to, and I can listen to forever. You want to have that sound that somebody can listen to forever. Doesn't mean you have to change who you are. Doesn't mean you have to change how you present. But have more versatility so somebody can listen to it and be like, you know what? I might not fuck with that joint, but this one is okay. This one's more of my vibe. This one I can fuck with to the club. This one I can fuck with at home. Whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to be able to actually judge an artist by just one song. And right. I saw that you like a lot of beats. Are those beats yours?
No. I listen to those for inspiration.
So those beats, if you listen to those for inspiration, believe me, them bugs is fire. Keep listening to them and make sure that you're doing your own vibe to them. You know what I'm saying? When I say make beats, do your own vibe, make beats too, and make sure you put those out too. Because the thing is, at the same time, people may not always fuck with your lyrics, but they might fuck with your beats.
Oh, and, yeah. Right. I say that shit all the time. Like, it's like people don't digest music like they're supposed to. Because y'all know how niggas be an album a drop and niggas be
on, like, no
damn, the 20 seconds in the damn album talking about some, oh, this a classic and I, you know, this a whole mood. Like, bro, you didn't even digest this music. Like, but you know what? It's the
beat. They digest that, like, beat, though.
Right, so if the beat is popping, you don't have to really give that much content because people can't process both the beat and the content. So I'm telling you, like, if you want to manipulate the masses, like, because y'all are retarded, the people that listening to this, I don't care, have a fire beat and you'll blow up. That's how everybody's getting on now. Like, you can, like, say something so mediocre, but long as that beep is bumping and you can feel that beat in the car and you got the chills, bro, you ain't got to say shit on that track. You just get them bitches instrumentals and you straight.
And it, not only that, but you got to think about it, because I would listen to one beat and I was like, I start freestyling, I'm like, damn, this is the slow, the new shit, right? It's like the I can say about five words, take a pause, say keep going, say five, stop, and it's the same vibe. But the thing is that if you have that, you have to have beats for every different individual, because the fact of the matter is everybody has a different ear. Then the other perspective is, if you listen to people that came into the industry, Young Berg, for instance, nobody listens to a Young Berg track. But
absolutely
you
not, but his beats is fire.
But you listen to his beats, though. Nobody knew A1 except for Love and Hip Hop until you found out he started making them beats, though, with Hitmaker. So it's you have to have different avenues to be able to make the dreams that you want. Because same with Kanye. Kanye was trash as Leslie. Nobody wanted to hear him rap, but he had the beats for Jay-Z all the time. And then all of a sudden, he became a rapper. The thing is that you have to have different avenues and be able to get different people in different circumstances. Because right now, let's say this year, 2 years, 3 years from now, your bars aren't up to par. But if your beats are, you can get back on as long as people are fucking with your beats and then start rapping at the same time. And then you're going to be amazing, because the fact of the matter is, You know how to make your own beats. You know how to make your own songs. Same with Zero. Same with all these people that came from down south. Big Crit. All them coming from down south, they were able to make their own sound because they were able to make connections or either had their own beat making capabilities to be able to do the things that they wanted to do. And I honestly, did you make that beat yourself? The one that you
That one, nah, it's not tough enough beat.
I want to
hear that song is actually so.
Go ahead.
I said that song is actually 2 years old.
Okay.
I'm about to fight you. Why you give us that song? Oh no. This ain't it.
If I wouldn't have told you, you would have never knew.
But the fact,
I'm glad you're telling us.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it sounded dated. I didn't really care for it myself. The thing that I feel that is, if you put a record out, put your own beat out. If you make beats, put your own beat out. Put your own sound, meaning you rapping on that beat. Let us hear how that sounds. First, mm-hmm. and then I would have to say behind what stuff I'm going to say is the fact that you should already had a song that is now currently where you presenting to your to the audience. Because let's say we want to put you out right now, and you just said that song is 3 years old. Nobody wants to hear a song that's 3 years old. They want to hear something that's current, and they want to hear something that's
right
from you being right now. Let's say they say, oh, well, he makes his own beats. He says Big Crit is his, you know, go-to type of person that he looks up to. Why doesn't he have his own beat, and why doesn't he have his own sound on the beat to put out to the masses?
Facts.
That's where she's coming from. Because for you to actually want to put yourself out there, you should have something that's current to put out that somebody's not looking forward to see and like, this sounds kind of outdated or whatever. Because a lot of people, when they listen to songs, mixes, whatever it may be, beats, whatever, they know if it's dated or not. I'm one of those people. But yeah, that was my take.
But
not being negative at all.
So you got a project coming out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so good. So what we got to do is you got to send me that project. And we're going to have to redo this interview because we sitting up here talking about some shit that we could have talked about 3 years ago. All right. However, the interview was still good, but it can be a lot better once we get that new content because we can't gauge shit now because that shit old. like
see,
you had the audacity to give us something that was old. Like,
what? But a lot of people don't know, like, the music that y'all listen to from y'all favorite artists today, a lot of that shit be old.
True.
Like,
well, you know what? That's a valid point. They have a lot of music in their vault. But I also, too, kind of, like, a lot of people that's been interviewing, they give us, like, recent shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't even on a status to be dealing with, like, them niggas that got, like, 300 songs, 400 songs in a vault. You know, putting together albums and shit, mixtapes, what have you. Like, no, we just regular people.
But not only that, on that same part where you say a lot of artists that you listen to have outdated music that they just put out, people know it's outdated because they hear the difference from what they put out recently, what they put out.
I'm going to keep it real with you. It depends. If you're a real fan, you'll know. But if you just, you know, somebody that just be listening to music, you ain't gonna know.
You'll still hear the
bro. People are retarded, bro. No.
She's telling the truth though. Like, that's real.
Like, people are like dead ass retarded. For instance, Future's Beast Mode. All right, Beast Mode 2 that just came out.
That was dated as fuck.
Yeah.
It was dated as fuck. Yeah. The reason I say that is because people put too many remixes out, or not the remixes, I'm sorry, rewind. They put too many features out, right? And you hear their vibe. So when it comes down to, like, certain people's music, so let's say, like, Wiz Khalifa, when he came out with this one sounded dated because it didn't sound anything like what he's done before. You know what I'm saying? Like, or not, like, when I say done before, meaning old school, and then the new shit that he had put out. It sounded like, let me put this out there because I haven't, just to see where it's going to land. Mm-hmm. T-Pain, right now, T-Pain is talking about, hey, I'm going to put music out that's old as fuck, and y'all going to hear it. And guess what? That means I have to go back in my bag to start over again. Because he said...
But it's okay. I will take T-Pain's old music, though.
True. No, true. But I'm saying you can hear the difference between a T-Mix from the new songs that are coming out from the T-Wayne.
Yeah.
You can hear the difference. There's a difference.
T-Wayne doing Woods Mad Daddy, and you can hear like...
Exactly. You can hear the sound. You can hear all that stuff. Yes, I understand people are dumb, not going to know. But there are people that do know because they do listen.
That's why I said the fans, people that really listen to their music, they'll know. But the people that are so, which is a lot, I don't, like, it's probably like 80% people, 80% of the population will not be receptive to the music to understand the difference because of, like I said earlier, the beats. Period. People are just fucking retarded. Now, the true fans, they'll know the difference. So, I mean, you made a valid point, JD. I mean, if you fuck with their music, you'll fuck with their music, and you'll know. If you don't fuck with it, you'll just, oh my God, this shit is a classic, bro. We heard this shit 10 years ago. Like, what do you mean it's a classic? Like, because it's retarded.
Like, I got an example. Like, LMA dropped Booed Up a whole year ago.
Oh Lord, I'm so tired of that song.
Hey, that's my song. Shut up. That's my jam. That's my go-to.
Okay. Anyway, he's talking. Don't be rude.
But that song just literally started catching heat, like this rotation this year, and it's she'd been dropped that project a whole year ago. So I get what y'all are saying though, but for the most part, the only difference between that song, like, the reason why I was so confident dropping that song, because that song was actually ahead of its time when I wrote it.
Okay. Gotcha.
It was me, like literally when he said I was talking to myself, I was literally talking to myself saying, all right, bro, this is what you got to do. This is what's going on. And I honestly felt like that song at the time was ahead of its time.
But why did
you feel so confident dropping it now instead of then?
But why did you have more content behind that is what I want to know. If it was 3 years ago and you said you took a drop, why didn't you have more content to put on there? Even if nobody hears it or whatever the case would be, just the fact that you have more content to have somebody listen to. Because if that's the case, then you could have had the stuff that when you said that you were hot, you could have put that on there as well.
True.
I mean, you live and you learn.
Yeah, it's me. I'm still trying to. I'm figuring it out. Like I'm figuring it out as I'm doing this every single day.
And I feel you. It's a learning process. Everything's a learning process. The thing is, the best thing is the fact that you know it's a learning process. You know where to grow. You know where to get to, and that's what matters. Because a lot of people don't know where to grow, don't know where to go to, don't know what to look for. They just stagnant. And the fact that you're really looking to see what positivity, where else to go to, that's the fact, that's the matter of the fact that makes you a better person, a better artist, a better person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A better creator, I should say. Because you're not just an artist. You're a creator in more ways than you even know. You're still going to learn to figure out how you can be able to create, whether it's music, whether it's production, whether it's coming for art wise, whatever the case may be, you're going to be greater as a person. And this is just a stepping stool. So mm-hmm. I'm waiting for you to actually blow up, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
Don't forget the little people.
Never. That's what I do it for, man. Like, I don't think y'all, like, I tweeted about it, but I was mad excited about the podcast because, for one, I've been talking about doing the podcast forever.
You really, like, the only person that really actively promoted your interview? That's wild.
This is true. I kept getting notifications. I was like, damn, I'm out of the field.
He was really promoting it, and I'm surprised, honestly.
When
he must really care.
Can I say this? With as much heart as you showed promoting the fact that you were getting interviewed, I was in the field with bad connection like a motherfucker. And all I wanted to do was find some Wi-Fi and have the fucking interview at that time. Because the fact of the matter is that somebody actually cared about where he was going, where he wanted to go. And I was like, I want to be there and be able to support.
That's what's up, man. Like, the love that I'm getting, that's what's up. And that's another thing. Like, I could feel that it's actually genuine love. So, like, that definitely puts a smile on my face, man. Dead ass.
Yeah, I'm here for you. I got one more question for you though. Do you have any merch or anything that you're trying to do as well to be able to, you know?
I actually do. Within the last like 3 months, I kind of fell on a hard time, so it was kind of hard keeping up with the actual merch. So I'm dry right now.
Yeah.
What was you selling? T-shirts and shit.
Yeah. The normal nigga shit.
Oh, but you know what?
Well, the normal nigga shit. Well, how much were they?
I mean, my shirts was like $30. I mean, criticism is always welcome.
$30 for somebody that's coming up. How much were you paying? Let me ask that.
Per shirt, it was like 13.
Oh, that's more than half.
You could find something cheaper than that. $30 is a lot because of the fact of the matter is you're going against people that are wearing Nike all the time, which is about $30 for a shirt.
Facts.
50 or so for pants. I would have tried to find something a little bit cheaper than that. If you're talking about trying to build a brand, you know what I'm saying? Because the fact of the matter is that people are not going to be buying into a new brand like that.
Right.
Well, we have an episode next month on financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and Black businesses. So you're more than welcome to listen to that episode because I'm going to have him dissect the do's and don'ts of Black businesses and issues. How to fix it and stuff like that. But, I mean, $30 ain't bad for a shirt depending on what it actually looked like. Like, I mean, some Adidas shirts or Nike shirts ain't worth $30 anyway.
But they got
But, I mean, if it's a raw shirt, sure. But if it's really just one of them, like, Walmart shirts that's hanging on a rack for, like, 12 and some change, you can definitely keep that shirt. But that's just me. So, what?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
Oh, okay. So, but I would like to see what you were selling and possibly
see if you can
figure out a way to make it better.
Yeah.
To make it more marketable so you can actually sell it.
Yeah.
So then you don't have to fall on hard times no more. You can have another hustle.
And you say you live in Florida?
No, he live in Philly, dude. You don't listen.
Well, the reason I said Florida is because I was like, well, damn, he could do a visor and shit too, but Philly, I guess you could do a skull cap.
Bro. I'll figure it out. You just let me do the creative stuff.
Hey, wait a minute, hold on. Anyway.
you just sit back and just wait until I tell you what to do.
Oh, you rude. Oh,
I'm sorry. This is like the relationship we have. He be doing too much. Like, you just sit down somewhere.
I try to do the most because the reason I try to do the most is because I really do care and I really love the fact that people care about themselves and try to put themselves out there. And I care about trying to figure out a way to get people out there at the same time. I might move 100 miles per hour and I'm only supposed to move like 50. But the fact of the matter is, I really enjoy somebody who actually cares about what they're doing and actually putting that front foot forward to do it.
He has the motivation. He has the dedication. He just needs the outlet. He needs resources. Dedication. That's all. And that's what a lot of everybody. They just need the additional resources. That's why a lot of y'all sell y'all souls.
I'm in the army.
For a record deal. Oh yeah, he sold his soul. So he needed resources. But other than that, the interview was dope. I do need that project, however.
Yeah.
And I need you to email me from the email that we were corresponding from the information with your merch, your photos, stuff like that. And I'm going to try to, whatever design you give me, figure out something more creative and hook you up with my my graphics dude. He's like the bomb. He made my logo.
And werewolf is not hard to do.
Oh, I meant to ask. Why they call you werewolf?
The story of that. All right, so my first rap name was Doughboy.
Oh, that's my baby daddy nickname.
Oh, my God.
real story. The real story. Once I found out Ice Cube's son was named, his rap name was Doughboy, I was like, damn, I can't do that no more. So my ad lib, I used to always say Dio. So I switched my name to just Dio. Then, as I kept growing, I felt like as a man, I was just transforming all the time. So that's how the werewolf came about. So I feel like when I'm not creating, it's everyday living, I'm Troy. But when I create and I get in mold, I'm werewolf.
Hey, I think I got something though. Is this me moving 100 miles per hour or no? Can I say
it? I don't even know what you finna say.
So. If for the merch, for a t-shirt.
Absolutely not. We're not going to discuss this up here. I will talk to him via email. So just be quiet, JD. Please. I don't even know what his damn merch look like, and you trying to give ideas. Can we see what the merch look like first?
You're right, but I got an idea already, though.
Okay, that's cool. Text it to me so I can tell him. We're not going to discuss this up here. So somebody can steal his idea.
You're right. I'm sorry. My bad.
Thank you.
Damn, this shit's out fire.
Right. Just
like for my merch, though, my brand itself is called District 90.
Okay. So
just leave it at that.
Okay, that's fine. Just when you send me the email with all your information and your merch and your design and stuff like that, me and JD will figure it out because he got an idea. Whatever creative idea he got, and we'll put our heads together to help you maximize, increase your audience. How many followers do you have on Instagram? Because I haven't seen your numbers.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Hello.
It's like five something.
Okay. How many you on Twitter? How many followers you got on Twitter?
It's a new Twitter, so it's only like 209, I think I just seen.
Okay. You need a lot of work. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he need a lot of work. Okay, so, yeah. Shoot me that email with all that stuff. Huh?
I said, no, the thing is like, I kind of wanted to rebrand myself, so I had more followers on my other Twitter. So I just wiped that whole Twitter out, and I unfollowed a lot of people on my Instagram, which also unfollowed me. So...
Right. Which is cool. The best thing is the fact that you are rebranding yourself, so you're not expecting nothing to happen quick.
Mm-hmm.
What stuff is looking at is the fact that, okay, maybe we can brand you in a different way so that you be able to get what you need. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be just something quick. It's going to be rebranding everything. And the fact of the matter is yes, you need more followers or whatever the case may be, but at the same time, fuck it. You're rebranding. You know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to get done at some point.
It'll get done. Uh-oh. Patience is everything. So
that's another thing I had to learn too. Patience is literally everything.
Yeah. You gotta, this is me and JD's fourth podcast, and this is the only one, this is finally the one that actually is doing really well. So like I said, patience is everything. And once you start gaining momentum, as overwhelming as it might be, because I swear to God, I hit up my content creator today, and I'm like, bro, I'm tired of tweeting. Just give me some shit to tweet, you know? Like, I'm tired of tweeting.
Wait, hold on, you cheating, motherfucker.
Bro, no, like, I don't care.
You can't be tired of tweeting, because, like, you legit, I be going on Twitter.
Like, but you have to understand, like, I literally, like, sun up, sundown tweeting, like, bro, I'm tired of, you know, like, right. I have the podcast, I'm giving y'all content, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, just give me a question, I'm gonna go ahead and tweet it, and I'm gonna get the feedback. Like, I'm just, as long as I keep the interactions going, that's all that matters, but I just don't want to spend so much more time on Twitter tweeting. It's getting boring, because I'm gaining momentum, so I need to cut down on a little bit, but stay focused on what's really important, and what's really important is this podcast. Right. So, when you start gaining momentum, do not get discouraged. It's going to get overwhelming. Your plate is going to be full, but you have to figure out what is really important, period. Right. And I go by, you know, numbers move everything. And people be thinking I'm crazy when I talk about numbers. Nah, numbers move absolutely everything. Like, my podcast got better numbers than my damn followers on Twitter. So, what's more important at this point in time? Okay. Class, if my Twitter has less numbers than the podcast, what's more important at this time?
The fuck?
Okay. We're done. Like, y'all are embarrassing me right now. Like,
no, I said JD, motherfucker. Shut up.
Absolutely not. So, like I was saying, like, the podcast is I need keep building on the podcast.
I will say, Werewolf, I'm actually able to say that I did not think this would last more than 30 minutes, and it's lasted almost an hour. So you are amazing, my G. You are amazing. Okay, nobody heard.
Layla, stop calling me!
So nobody heard me. Okay.
Whatever. Okay, hold on 1 second. Yeah, my daughter is just calling me on FaceTime, and I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, she just called.
But, oh, what happened?
Nothing. I was just saying a nice speech, but it doesn't matter. Forget it.
Did he hang up?
Y'all good. I guess so.
Oh, he disconnected.
Wait, I didn't even know.
Yeah, he disconnected. Okay, well. Okay, y'all. That was it for the interview, Werewolf. You'll be seeing more of him probably on my his project. So, JD?
So, yeah, I'm good. Just call
okay,
me.
Great. So, I'm gonna holler at you. I'll send you the email once. Oh, what happened?
Oh, there you go. Wait, I'm confused.
I don't know what happened.
I'm not sure. I don't know. All I know is my daughter was like FaceTiming me like 8 times, and I don't know what happened. and then I was about to close the show, and then you connected back. But, we're gonna go ahead and close this show.
I just want to say, hey, Werewolf, make sure that you are not being antisocial. Make sure you're social with your media. Make sure that you're putting your stuff out. Make sure you put new stuff out so that people can hear and able to, you know, listen to different things that you do to see the versatile that you have, meaning beats and meaning you rapping, just so everybody's able to have something to look at.
Right.
That's all I got.
Keep up the okay, I don't know what's going on. I'm just a mess. Keep up the good.
Auntie, you can't stop tweeting.
No, I can't. I want to stop tweeting. Like, I'm tired of tweeting. Like I was saying before my daughter started blowing up my phone. I'm tired of tweeting. I mean, that's just what it is. Like, I love my followers, you feel me? But I want to give them more than just tweets. So it's like I just got to find that balance. But the podcast is not going to stop. It's going to keep going, obviously. But fucking tired. So either way, keep up the good work that you're doing. Please make sure that you do drop a project soon, because 3 years from the time you did that song to now, it's kind of time for a project. And don't forget to send me that information about your clothing. Since you're rebranding, it would be great to start producing your merch before you start producing your music, not so far in between. And you got to start building your audience. Biggest thing is connecting with your followers, your audience that you have. You be good to them, they be good to you. That's the only thing I can tell you right now.
Hey, and don't flirt with everybody on your timeline either.
I mean, I flirt, but these motherfuckers know better. I don't care. Some of them just be needing to feel a little good about themselves.
That's what I say, but no.
But I mean, y'all flirt with all of them, you know, just the ones that just need a little help. So, man. You know, I'm the help. I'll help you. But other than that, you know, like I said, your followers will take care of you if you take care of them. So engage with your audience and stuff like that.
Right.
And obviously network. Like, I had a shorty hit me up, like, how do you network? Like, you can literally be just talking to anybody. Don't know who they are.
Yep.
And you have to literally intertwine what you're doing with your life into the conversation. You have to manipulate a conversation, but that's another episode. That's how you network. That's how you actually start to see, like, oh, damn, like, I got another plug. Like, you just really be surprised at the type of people that you talk to. And, you know, if y'all really just not the same person off the internet as y'all portray on the internet, networking is just not going to work for you. And that's it. That's the bottom line. So, you know, my words of wisdom.
So, Werewolf, what do you have to say before the end of the podcast?
I appreciate y'all a lot. This is like my first interview. This is like my first interview, so I appreciate y'all a lot, though.
If this is your first interview, you did an amazing job, because we get people that have interviewed before and come on here and be like stuck and don't say nothing but one worded.
Man,
yes.
I'm focused. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm focused. I'm ready.
That's what's up.
Our interviews ain't really like that. Like, we have to literally force shit out of them.
Yeah.
Some of them just, I mean, some people just don't have interview etiquette. Like, some people just don't know. Like, they want to interview because they see the platform that you have and they want to utilize it. But it's like, bro, don't utilize my, like, our platform. I will let anybody use it. But I want you to actually be able to utilize it the right way, instead of you coming up, you know, trying to interview, ain't never interviewed before, and you just sitting here stuck or wanting interview questions. Bro, that's not how anything works. Like,
right.
I will give my platform to anybody as long as you are deserving of it. But if you're not sure, ask. Like, I'm open for everything. Like, don't just say you want to interview because you want to, you know, increase your audience this, that, and the third. Your clout. And then you come up, you embarrass yourself, and then you're embarrassing my
oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know how this interview was gonna go, because
we don't know how none of them are gonna go when we do.
Yeah,
we don't even be like, no, that's the truth. We don't know how any of them are gonna end up. Like, I just be hoping, like, whoever's coming up here, I hope is right. Like, I'll listen to the music, I'll read the bio. Maybe they got some sense. Like, we really don't know how it's gonna turn out. Like, we only had one really, really bad episode, and I have not dropped that episode yet. I don't even know where that dude went. But
it crashed.
Right, but other than that, like, we don't know what to expect, but, like, a lot of people do want clout, like, I get it, but, like, you're harming my brand, our brand, and then you're gonna hurt your brand, because now you just look like a shitty person on somebody's huge platform, and you got all these people looking at you, like, but, exactly. You know, that's another conversation.
It's a whole episode, bro.
We need to have a branding episode.
Branding episode.
Yes, we'll have one of those. But other than that, like, it was a good interview for you, for it to be your first interview.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm surprised. Like, you just keep dropping bombs.
I'm happy.
He sent us a song that was 3 years old, and this is his first interview. Like, okay,
you know what? I don't even give no fuck. I give no fucks. I'm happy that he was able to show up. I'm glad. Actually, you know what? I'm happy that you were able to say that I was 3 years old and be able to say, you know what? Yeah, whatever. I'm going to drop some more. I'm just ready. I'm ready. You just better be ready.
I'm ready. Nah, I am.
All right, my G.
So, all right. Other than that, don't forget to send me that information. And buy some soap.
Wash my ass. Looking at it.
Buy some soap, but yeah. So
that was a smooth segue.
Yeah, that's it. That's the end of, you know,
clean it up,
episode 33.
Clean
so
it
out.
Up, baby. Clean it up.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.